10:02, I'm inclined to think otherwise, because I know better. The actual time is, in fact, 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello. Hello, hello. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am not Hello Kitty. I am actually the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Which doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot, other than I am the guy who's pouring the tea. And what kind of tea are we drinking today? Well, I needed to change it up. Been drinking Da Hong Pao for so long, and before that I was drinking Jinjin Mei. So, I'm taking a break. Oh, no, yeah. Oh. And today I'm drinking the Chie Guan Yin. Oh, it's good. It's a good change of pace. It's so delicious. Oh, yeah. Oh, I need this. Oh, it's so good. Oh. All right. Yeah, okay. All right, I think I'm ready to go. I think I can handle this. I think we're good. My head cold is getting better. I'm on the very last legs of it. I still have some sinus congestion, but feeling fairly decent. Feeling pretty good. And, yeah. So that's a good thing. So what are we doing? I don't know. We gotta leave this room. I got up a little bit late today because somehow, for some reason, once again, I slept pretty good last night. And I slept late once again. And that's okay. My body needs the rest. My body is ill and is trying to repair itself. So what I'm going to do is I've left the studio and I'm walking around in my house now. Wondering what's going on. I kind of want to go outside. As I look out the front window, it's a sunny day. It looks a little bit breezy. Maybe it's nice and cool outdoors. Maybe we can go out and do something. Huh. Okay, let's go out. Let's go over here and look out the back door and see what's going on. Oh, yeah, no. No. We are not going outside today. This thermometer says 92 degrees. Yada. Yada. Oh, we're not going outside today. Wow, I'm walking through the kitchen. There's absolutely no sign of the CAT, who was hassling me earlier, making me hold the jug and pour water so she can drink water directly out of the jug. Huh. Well, she's not down here either. Okay. Must have gone back upstairs to go to sleep. Take some kitty naps. Okay, this just means now that I can sit down and tell you about what happened to me last night. Not that it's very interesting, but I got the call. I got that phone call that I always, always look forward to receiving. Yes. My friend Brant called me yesterday. Oh, about an hour and a half after Dubious Goals Committee ended. So he calls me up, and I answer the phone. I'm like, hello, this is Tobe. He's like, hey, man. You're some kind of lighting guy or something, right? Whenever the conversation starts out like this, you're some kind of blank guy, right? I know I know something good is going to happen. And I said, yeah, I'm some kind of lighting guy. What do you got? He's like, well, I've got this light fixture I need you to take a look at. It sort of works, but it doesn't, blah, blah, blah. Come over here. And I go, okay, I'll be there in 20 minutes. I was eating. I said, yeah, let me finish eating. I'll be there in 20 minutes. So I ate the rest of my food, jumped in the car, and I drove over to Brant's house. And I get there, and he's got all kinds of new fun things, new fun toys. And when I say fun toys, I literally mean fun toys. He is an antique guy. He's a picker. He goes around, finds old stuff, and he resells it. And he specializes in things like toys and weird stuff. Just oddball collector stuff. And he had this cool display of ever-ready flashlights from like the 30s or 40s. It's just, it was so cool. But anyway, he had this weird light fixture. And he's like, okay, watch this. Look at this. Blah, blah, blah. And it's weird. The light looks like it's from the 50s. It's there's a little thing that spins around. There's a little frame with lenses in it that spins around on the inside in front of a light bulb. So you get four different color changing beams that sort of move. You know, kind of your standard thing. But it's a little messed up. And the thing that spins isn't spinning properly. And we were looking at it and blah, blah, blah. And he says, take this with you. See what you can do. So we hung out at his place for a while, just chatting about stuff. And I left about, I don't know, 45 minutes or an hour later. And I brought the light home and I took it all apart. And, it may not be fixable, but we might be able to, there's two options here. We might be able to hack something together so that maybe it works. But this light was made to not be fixable. There's rivets and there's a motor with press fit stuff on it and blah, blah, blah. So it kind of becomes So anyway, we might be able to use the parts and everything. This thing would still work as long as it was oriented in only one direction and blah, blah, blah. So maybe something cool could be made out of this light. So I will have to... Oh, do I want to do that today? I got to go out and... I'm thinking about going out and buying some more tea today. So I got to get a hold of Brant and tell him what's up and see what he wants to do with this thing and blah, blah, blah. So that's what I've been doing for the last 12 hours. When I wasn't sleeping. Drinking tea. Looking at light fixtures. Trying to make the club... just look all that much cooler. Oh, I like tea. I'm thinking about buying some tea because I'm getting a little bit low on this Che Guanyin. And I want to get some more. I hope they have some more. And I'm also running low on Longjing. Gosh, I really hope they have some of that long drinks. I don't know. So, yeah, I need to go to the store. I gotta find me some yummy, delicious tea. I also gotta get some candy. Gotta get some of my guava candy, because I've been out of that for a while. What else should I get? I'll look to see if they have any good teaware. I am getting kind of low on rice. Better get some rice. And do I need to get some, like, char siu pork buns? I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. I want to go to the store and buy some delicious, yummy foods for me. Yes, yes, yes. I'll probably just end up buying a lot of candy. Because I'll buy my sour guava candy. And if they have the tangerine candy, then I'll buy some of that. Oh, the other day when I was in the store, in the regular store, I found Hi-Chews. So I bought a bag of Hi-Chews, my favorite blend. They were not JDM, but that's okay. And what else? Well, I think that's about all I was going to tell you. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day. No, I did do one other thing. I did do something else yesterday that I have to tell you about. Something that I said that I was going to probably do. However, before we get into any of this weirdness, there's a couple of other things that I need to tell you. First of all...
Boy, are you gonna get it now. Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast, slap.
Give me something fast.
Kick you in the
Your
side of the head.
409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 may work fast, but digital media doesn't. But then 1981, Mom walks in and says...
Hey, that shines.
Shut up.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, we've been doing weird stuff with synthesizers again, 1981, Mom. And that's what Toba's going to tell us about. Here's the weird thing. Why did I even do this? Nobody knows. It makes no sense. Did I say that I was never going to do this? I don't think I did, but I do tend to say weird things. But then again, I never say things like, I'm never going to blah. Unless I am absolutely positively sure I will never blah. But that's beside the point. Well, I need to plug this in first. It's just a mess of cables around here. Is it okay? Are we on? Yes, okay. It's a little bit hot. I'm gonna bring that level down a little bit. Wow, wow, wow. So yeah, my synthesizer is on. What synthesizer do we have? We got Florian. Hi, Florian. He says hi. And what did we do with Florian? Well, we've got some voice. We got some sound happening. And I think I programmed something in the sequencer. Yes, I did. And we can bring in some subharmonics. Is or why it happened. It just sort of happened. I was just trying to dial up something that sounded like something. And this sort of sounded like something. Definitely sounds like carillon changes or something. And that wasn't intentional. That just sort of accidentally happened when I dialed the timing in. And so, yeah, you know, if this was bell sounds, it would sound like a clock tower or something. Messing with it. This is not the fun, cool thing that I did. What I did, and I'm not saying that this is actually fun or cool or anything, if this is just a thing that I did, because I do things. And why did I do this? I had to do it just as proof of concept, to see if I could do it, to see if it would work, blah, blah, blah. What did I do? Well, it's very simple, actually. I just, I got out a keyboard. I decided to hook up a keyboard to Florian. So I did that. Let's turn on the keyboard. Click. And so I took a cheap, junky Casio keyboard that I bought in a thrift store for about $5. I think it was actually less than that. And I plugged it in. And now we have this. See, before, when I'm just playing with Florian, I just have a trigger button that sounds like this. Whatever note that is. It's that note. I think that's a G. It's G-rific. Well, it's G on the keyboard. I don't know what it actually is playing. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So, but now, instead of just that note, now I can go lower. Oh, that's pretty good. I can also go up. Until I get up to about here, then it falls apart somewhere. Right there. So one of the oscillators blows out its range. It's probably the oscillator 2. I could probably fix that. But not right now. Of course, the synthesizer is monophonic, so I cannot play chords. I only have one note at a time, and it's high note priority, so whichever the higher pitched note is, that's the one you're going to hear. Which is okay, because when I was a kid playing with MIDI stuff, I thought, oh, MIDI solo, what does that do? Oh, how very interesting. I can do interesting tricks. And speaking of interesting tricks, we can plug in the bit collider to be an LFO on the synthesizer and turn it on, and then we get this. Yeah, that sounds pretty synthesizer-y, doesn't it? Yeah. What are we doing? Well, that was pathetic. I was trying to do Telstar there for a minute. But then again, I don't know how to play Telstar. It's something like that, right? Then something, blah, blah. I sort of had it last night when I was noodling around, but yeah, I do not have it this morning. Let's give it some more cutoff. Forget the weird part of this. I can't even be bothered. Oh, and I discovered something else weird last night. This cheap, cheesy keyboard has a funny little, you know, the automatic play thing where you hit, start, and stop, and yeah, it displays the preset pattern. Well, if you hit that button, it actually starts the sequencer on the synthesizer. I couldn't believe it. So yeah, I'm kind of tempted to sit here and push buttons to see what other... Stop. To see what other functions might get translated, but I'm kind of scared because I don't want to push something that I don't know what it is and it changes something that I can't figure out how to change back. That could be a real pain. So we're not doing that. But maybe we should do something else. Maybe we need to add some drums. What am I doing? Did I get distracted? I'm just sitting here playing with my toys, and I forgot what I was supposed to be doing. Was I supposed to be doing something? Am I supposed to be... Do I have responsibilities that I'm shirking right now? Probably, but I just can't think of what they are. I also don't care. No, I don't. Oh wait, I was gonna go buy some tea or something, wasn't I? Maybe. I'm having too much fun. Okay, now we're just being weird. Yeah, so that's what I've been doing. Nothing. I'm just sitting around here screwing around with my toys, playing with all my synthesizers and doing wacky business. Yeah, because that's what I do. Oh, well. Doink-a-doke. Which reminds me of something else. I saw something I shouldn't have seen, but I'm kind of glad that I did. But as you know, as the committee will remember, I am considering buying some synthesizer modules. I want to get a voice, and I want to get some other type of weird sequencer. I need a wacky sequencer to go with all the wacky stuff that I have, right? And so I've been looking at modules, and I realized, okay, I got to get the modules, and I got to get power supplies, and I got to get a box to put them in, and all this kind of pain stuff. And I sort of have this this figure in mind. I have this price that I want to pay. I don't want to go over a certain amount of dollars for this stuff, blah, blah, blah. So I've been looking at various things, and, you know, these synth voices, a complete synth voice in a module, as opposed to, you know, getting all three different modules to create a voice. I was looking at this one that I particularly like, and I thought, yeah, that's probably the way I want to go, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't pull the trigger on it, and I'm glad I haven't, because I have seen something in the meantime. In the meantime, I have found a synthesizer that costs the same price as that module that I want. And so why would I buy this module when I can get an entire synth for the same price and it's still module? The synth is semi-modular, so we can still use it in a modular setup and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, yeah, I need to buy this thing. And then I was looking at some of the other products that this particular company makes. And there's one or two other things that would also work just as well, if not maybe a little bit better, but now I don't know which one I want to get. So now I got to do this research. And, you know, the one thing that I was thinking about getting is, you know, based on some sequential circuits type of stuff in the old days. The other thing I was looking at is sort of Moogy. And then there's the other thing. What's the other thing? I don't even know, but it looks cool. All that stuff is analog, so it doesn't sound like this. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta get digital, but I'm trying to get analog. And now I gotta get out of here, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta eat lunch and I gotta do some synthesizer shopping, and maybe I need to work on a light fixture. I don't know.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.